Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Sensor-Motor OCD Workbook Inference, Based CBT Skills to Overcome Hyper-Awareness and Unwanted Body, Focused Obsessions by Alaska Wise is a mental health workbook focused on a specific form of obsessive-compulsive difficulty, persistent awareness of automatic bodily processes. Its subject is sensorimotor OCD, also described as somatic OCD or body-focused obsessions, in which ordinary sensations such as breathing, swallowing, blinking, heartbeat, or other bodily functions become the center of intrusive attention, rather than presenting OCD only through more familiar themes, such as contamination or checking. The book addresses a pattern in which the problem is the feared meaning of awareness itself. The workbook is positioned as a practical guide using inference-based cognitive behavioral therapy, or ICBT, to examine the reasoning patterns that keep hyperawareness active. Its purpose is not simply to reassure readers that sensations are harmless, but to help them understand how doubt, monitoring, and bodily focus become self-reinforcing, and how a different relationship to sensation can be practiced. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sensorimotor OCD is treated as a problem of intrusive attention rather than bodily danger. A central theme of the workbook is that sensorimotor OCD is not primarily about the body malfunctioning. The distress comes from the mind becoming locked onto processes that normally run outside deliberate awareness. Breathing, swallowing, blinking, heartbeat, posture, or similar sensations can become difficult to ignore once they are framed as problems requiring control. This distinction matters because people with this subtype often know, at least intellectually, that the sensation itself is ordinary. What feels unbearable is the persistence of attention and the fear that awareness will never return to the background. By identifying this pattern as OCD, the workbook separates genuine medical evaluation from compulsive self-monitoring. It also explains why attempts to force attention away can backfire, since trying not to notice a sensation often confirms that the sensation is important. The practical implication is that recovery requires more than distraction or reassurance. Readers are encouraged to understand how ordinary bodily processes become obsessional to interpretation, doubt, and monitoring. This framing helps reduce the shame that can accompany a less publicly understood OCD presentation. Secondly, inference-based CBT targets the reasoning errors that make sensation seem significant. The workbook emphasizes inference-based cognitive behavioral therapy as its main therapeutic framework. ICBT focuses on the point at which a person moves from direct reality into obsessional doubt. In sensorimotor OCD, the problematic inference may be that noticing a sensation means it must be monitored, controlled, or solved. The approach differs from methods that center mainly on tolerating anxiety during exposure because it asks how the obsessional story became convincing in the first place. This is important for body-focused hyper-awareness because the trigger is often always available. A person cannot realistically avoid breathing or blinking, and repeated exposure to those processes may not address the underlying belief that awareness itself is dangerous or permanent. ICBT instead works with the logic of the obsession, what evidence is being used, what imagined possibility is being treated as fact, and how doubt is being sustained. The reader is guided toward recognizing that the obsessional conclusion is not the same as direct sensory evidence. In practical terms, this shifts the goal from fighting sensations to withdrawing credibility from the reasoning that makes them feel urgent. Thirdly, the workbook format turns abstract OCD concepts into structured self-observation because the book is presented as a workbook. Its value lies not only in explaining sensorimotor OCD, but in organizing reflection and practice. Workbooks in this category typically help readers track triggers, identify recurring thoughts, examine compulsive responses, and test alternative interpretations in writing. For sensorimotor OCD, that structure is especially relevant because the experience can feel continuous and difficult to describe. A written process can make the cycle more visible. A bodily sensation is noticed. The mind assigns threat or significance, monitoring increases. And distress reinforces further attention. By externalizing the sequence, readers can distinguish the original sensation from the obsessional meaning added to it. The format also supports gradual skill development, rather than relying on a single insight. Someone may understand that hyper-awareness is an OCD process, while still feeling pulled back into checking whether the awareness has gone away. Exercises can help show how this checking becomes another compulsion. The workbook approach, therefore, functions as a bridge between psychoeducation and daily application. It gives readers a way to observe their own patterns without turning observation into another form of anxious surveillance. Fourthly, related anxiety, depression, health anxiety, and body-focused behaviors are treated as complicating factors. The book also addresses the reality that sensorimotor OCD often does not appear in isolation. General anxiety can increase bodily vigilance, making ordinary sensations feel more prominent. Depression can reduce confidence in recovery and make intrusive attention feel permanent or hopeless. Health anxiety can add another layer by encouraging the person to interpret bodily awareness as evidence of illness, even when the original issue is obsessional focus rather than medical threat. The workbook also notes overlap with body-focused repetitive behaviors such as skin picking or hair pulling, which may involve urges, sensory discomfort, or attempts to relieve internal tension. Including these related difficulties is useful because a narrow focus on one symptom can miss the broader maintenance system. For example, a person may try to reduce breathing awareness while continuing to scan for signs of danger elsewhere in the body. The clinical reasoning is that recovery improves when the reader understands how different forms of monitoring, reassurance seeking, avoidance, and emotional distress interact. This does not make the workbook a complete treatment for every co-occurring condition, but it acknowledges that sensorimotor OCD is often embedded in a wider pattern of anxiety-driven attention. Lastly, the book distinguishes itself from exposure-centered OCD resources while remaining a self-help guide. Many OCD resources rely heavily on exposure and response prevention, a well-established treatment model for many OCD presentations. This workbook stands out by foregrounding ICBT for a subtype in which exposure can be difficult to conceptualize. The trigger is not always an external object or situation. It may be the ongoing fact of having a body. For some readers, repeatedly focusing on a sensation without addressing the reasoning behind the obsession may feel unhelpful or even intensify the monitoring cycle. The workbook therefore offers a different entry point examining why the mind treats ordinary awareness as a problem. At the same time, it should be understood as a self-help resource rather than a substitute for individualized diagnosis or therapy, especially when symptoms are severe, medically complicated, or accompanied by major depression or safety concerns. Its strongest contribution is specificity. Instead of treating sensorimotor symptoms as a minor variation of general OCD, it gives them direct attention and a tailored conceptual model. That makes the book most useful for readers who recognize the hyper-awareness cycle and want language and exercises that match their actual experience. In conclusion, the sensorimotor OCD workbook is best suited for readers who experience persistent, distressing awareness of automatic bodily processes and who want a structured way to understand that experience through an OCD framework. It may also be useful for clinicians, coaches, or family members seeking clearer language for a subtype that is often misunderstood or minimized. The practical benefit is its focus on identifying the cycle of bodily noticing, obsessional interpretation, monitoring, and renewed distress. The intellectual benefit is its use of inference-based CBT, which shifts attention from simply enduring sensations to questioning the reasoning that makes those sensations seem threatening or impossible to ignore. Compared with broader OCD books, its distinguishing feature is narrow relevance. General OCD guides often devote most attention to contamination, checking, intrusive harm thoughts, or ritual prevention, while sensorimotor symptoms may receive only brief mention. This workbook treats hyper-awareness as the primary problem and connects it to related issues such as health anxiety, depression, generalized anxiety, and body-focused repetitive behaviors. Readers looking for a comprehensive medical text or a replacement for therapy may need additional support, but those seeking a focused, practical self-help resource for somatic obsessions will find its specialization valuable. Its main strength is giving a specific and coherent treatment lens to a form of OCD that can feel isolating because the trigger is internal, ordinary, and constantly present. If you would like to support Alaska Wise, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.